Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's spring and time for a walk in the woods. In the second part of a two-part program, let's go in-depth with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz. So Marla, we're continuing our walk at Cordova and heading down the trail here, but I have to comment on the violets. I've always loved violets.
The purple and the yellow violets are starting to bloom now just about all over the forest floor, and it is lovely. We've got bluebells and the phlox blooming now too, so more purple flowers are coming rather than white and pink. So it's kind of a change in the season too.
Well, I see all the berry bushes popping up. No berries yet.
No berries yet, unfortunately. But again, it takes a little while for everything to get started. You might see some woodland butterflies. Seems like the red admirals have been flying for about a month now. And the commas and question marks have been flying. So we've got quite a few different things to see, whether they be flowers or something moving.
Well, it's nice you can see deep into the underbrush. It isn't all grown up and obscuring everything.
No, the cart trail and some of the other trails around Cordova, they aren't literally interpretively marked like the cart trail, but we have a very high quality oak hickory woodland that it really doesn't get too crowded in the understory. There's some phlox there that's blooming.
And what's this?
This is Spring Beauty, and it took a while for them to bloom this year. Usually they come pretty early, but the cold nights just kind of kept them from opening up at an earlier time. But we have pink and white. They are a five petal flower, but the actual leaves and the stem looks just like a piece of grass. So it looks like grass that's blooming at the top. But these will have to hurry and get into a rush to bloom and go to seed too. And these seeds will just line up on the stem. So every time it blooms, it will leave a place for the seed.
Well, and if you look closely, they look white, but then they've got these purple stripes running toward the center.
Mm-hmm. And a long, long time ago, as I said, these were some of the first to bloom, so people who depended on wild goods for their livelihood was finally being able to get some nourishment because they were able to dig. There's a little bulb underneath there, like a rhizome, and they would utilize those in salads. So it would give them extra nourishment and taste. So it wasn't just for the insects. A lot of these flowers were used as first foods. Some were not. Some were highly poisonous, you know, so you had to learn. But there's these little tiny flowers that seem to be very useful in our everyday lives. We just don't have to worry about them as much as we used to.
Well, so it's important to keep this knowledge. You never know when we're going to need it.
Never know. There's a whole lot of mayapples up now.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just about ready to bloom.
The mayapples, I love the mayapples.
Yes. The mayapples are kind of a marker that people watch for mushrooming. A lot of times they say when they're blooming, it's time to look for mushrooms. They were a little slower coming up this year as well. But on the mayapples, you only will get a bloom if there's two of the umbrellas together on one stem. So if you find a single umbrella, it's not mature enough to reproduce, and it will not develop a fruit.
Weren't you telling me once they change genders or something?
Actually, that's the jack-in-the-pulpit.
Jack-in-the-pulpit.
Okay. They can actually be a female or a male plant, depending on the amount of energy that they have.
Okay. Yeah. Well, are we too late for them?
No, actually, they're just now starting, so we'll have to kind of keep our eye out for those. And see, we're all the way over here, and here's a Henry's Elfin right in the middle of the woodland. So they're going to give you a little show today, Dr. Bob.
Yeah, no kidding.
More in depth after this.
I continued my walk in the woods with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz. It's fun to watch them.
It is fun to watch them and to think that they're only here for a week, maybe two at the most, and to capture them just at that specific time is really unusual. But there's not a lot of counties that have at least even been able to spot any of them. And it all has to do with that wild redbud.
And so do they migrate or they just come out, reproduce, and die? What are they doing?
It's still kind of a learning opportunity for me at this point. I think they continue to move on. Of course, the southern communities have a lot more redbud trees. So I don't know if they come here and lay their eggs. And then those eggs are actually laid right on the bloom of the redbud tree. And then when the petals drop off, then they will continue to grow and get nourishment from under the ground, under the leaves and things like that. They'll kind of burrow and wait. So they only lay eggs once a year. So it's not a continuous thing throughout the season. Wild ginger's coming up. Let's see if it's blooming.
Wow.
Wild ginger kind of carpets the understory of the woodland. Kind of heart-shaped leaves. They're very delicate and they usually are dense where they grow. But if you look underneath the leaves towards the ground, you begin to see the blooms that lay right on the forest floor. And there's a beautiful bloom right there. This type of ginger isn't the type that we eat. It is not like the Asian ginger, the European ginger that we get. But they're very delicate and very different. They're
beautiful.
They're lovely.
Brownish red?
Mm-hmm. And then a white cream interior. And then all the stamens are white and dark red. So it's a gorgeous, fuzzy-looking bloom. But this is also a wonderful food source for a lot of the insects that are on the forest floor.
Wow, I would have never stopped to poke my nose under there.
Yeah, a lot of people don't, you know. And it's that one's actually got a beautiful bloom. The rest of them are mostly just, some are budding, some are actually blooming. But it's imperfect perfection, basically. You know, it's... They're just gorgeous in the blooms, but they are very hidden.
Yeah.
The trout lily has pretty much bloomed. Of course, the trout lily has these leaves that pop up with brown spots on them. And they say when the trout lily blooms, it's trout season. So it's good to go fishing for trout when the trout lily blooms. Here's a lot of the trout lily leaves, but the blooms are pretty much gone.
Oh yeah, they've got that reddish mottling. Mm-hmm.
This isn't a bloomer, but this is a cover that we see coming up right now. It's called Lady's Thumb. There's a lot more wild ginger there mixed in with the spring beauties. Woodland fern is showing itself right now. In the savanna and cliff areas, we've got pussy toes, we've got rue anemones blooming, and the wood betony is just about ready to bloom. So in different soils and different woodlands and areas, you get different plants that grow. They're just totally different ecosystems.
More in depth after this. I continued my walk in the woods with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz.
Wow.
I see some bumblebees kind of hovering over the wildflowers there.
Marla, look at this.
Oh, look at this little turtle. Oh my goodness, he is just a dinker.
My goodness.
About the size of a quarter. Oh, look, he's a little painted turtle.
Oh,
look
wow.
at how beautiful. His plastron is orange and black with stripes and a lovely design. And that is definitely, you know, something that the painted turtles have. We don't have other turtles with those markings. And the head, this little guy is only about the size of a quarter. He has his yellow stripes on his head. And he has just hatched from an egg just recently. So it would be fun. We may find more. But they tend to drop down a hill.
Wow, he's beautiful.
From eggs being laid. So, yeah. And I'm sure there's probably about 75 to 100 more somewhere.
Really?
But I'm going to see if I can get some pictures of him, too.
You want me to hold him?
Yeah, that would be wonderful. His little claws, and you know, we have a couple of sensitive areas here. We have a couple of ephemeral ponds that were built many, many years ago, and sometimes it's dry, sometimes it's wet, but it's just amazing what we see sometimes, and occasionally we get painted turtles that bask in the sun on our trails coming up from the lake, and maybe we see a snapping turtle on occasion, but it's such a joy to see them in the early spring when they hatch from their eggs and they're moving. And good eye, good observation. I mean, that's better than finding any mushroom.
Well, I'm glad I didn't step on him.
And that's always the worry, too. I know lots of times when we're around wetlands in the spring with children and the youth doing educational events, it's always a concern because you get busy and they're so tiny and they are so camouflaged within the leaf litter that, you know, things may happen. But
it's quite beautiful.
I haven't been down here all winter, so this is kind of a first for me to come down the car trail and see what's going on and look around the bridges. There's a little gray squirrel, and of course, turkeys are strutting right now. It's mushroom season. I guess I'll throw in a little safety aspect since so many people are out in public areas now. Public hunting areas are looking for mushrooms. They're turkey hunting. They're wanting to get out and enjoy the season. So if turkey hunters are all dressed in, of course, they're camouflaged, trying to get as close to a turkey as they possibly can, and then you have mushroom hunters in the same vicinity. So it might be a thought, just a suggestion on safety aspects to try not to wear red, white, and blue when you're out mushroom hunting this time of year. Red, white, and blue is the actual color of the turkey's head that they are looking at. And I know they will be looking at beard length too, because usually it's a bearded turkey that they are looking for, but it puffs up in a brilliant red, white, and blue. So if you wear blaze orange or wear some other color that is bright and other hunters and people around in the woodlands can acknowledge you, it's just right now as a get out and enjoy time of year, but we need to pay attention to all the things that are happening in the woodlands.
We're getting serenaded.
We are. Tree frogs.
Thanks to Marla Mertz for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.